the panitumumab was actually tested in a randomized trial versus best supportive care. It has not been tested in combination with irinotecan third line, but has been tested first line in combination with irinotecan containing regimens.
And what was seen there?
In the irinotecan regimens first line, we found that the IFL regimen, the old regimen that we no longer use, actually had entirely too much diarrhea. The FOLFIRI regimen in combination with panitumumab did not have too much diarrhea. It still had significant amounts of diarrhea. About 25% of patients had diarrhea grade 3 or 4, so it was not insignificant. The response rate was only 33% on that trial. It was a small phase 2 trial, but the progression-free survival was well over 10 months, which actually corresponds well with what we tend to see with the newer regimens containing bevacizumab thus far.
What other data sets do we have on panitumumab plus chemotherapy?
Those are the only data sets of panitumumab plus chemotherapy, and those are actually my trials of the IFL and the FOLFIRI, are the only data sets we have right now. But they're currently conducting a trial called the PACE trial, which combines it with either FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab or FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. And that data should come out sometime in the not-too-distant future, at least in terms of toxicity. Panitumumab is available. It's available based on its randomized phase 3 trial in third-line setting, in which patients were randomized to panitumumab versus best supportive care with crossover allowed. So if you got randomized to best supportive care, as soon as your doctor felt you progressed, you were able to go on to panitumumab. That may play a role in the results that were obtained, but the bottom line was that panitumumab had a better progression-free survival than best supportive care. There were obviously more responses, and there were more patients with stable disease who got panitumumab than who got best supportive care. There was no survival difference, but a large majority of the patients on the best supportive care arm actually received panitumumab, so we assume that that played a role in the lack of survival benefit. Panitumumab is completely accessible as reimbursable for third line cetuximab, and the FDA approval, which I don't remember the exact wording, is broad enough that it is pretty much able to be used in the same setting as cetuximab.